Today on Gardening in a Minute, mowing safety. Mowing is one of the most common gardening practices and also one of the most dangerous. Mowers are powerful machines with sharp blades, and they warrant careful handling. The most important thing you can do for mower safety is to read your owner's manual. Wear fitted clothes and sturdy shoes. Eye and ear protection are always a good idea. Clear the area you want to mow of debris that could be thrown by the mower, like stones and sticks. Wait until the grass is dry before you mow, and keep children out of the yard when you're mowing. Shut off the mower before adjusting or clearing clogs, and allow the mower to cool before refueling. Never carry passengers on riding mowers, and shut off the engine before stepping off your mower. For more information on mowing safety, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, magnolias. The magnolia family is a group of about 80 species of trees and large shrubs, which are best suited to north and central Florida. Magnolia flowers do not produce true nectar, but attract pollinating beetles with fragrant sugary secretions. Magnolias can be divided into two groups, those that lose their leaves and those that stay evergreen. One of our native evergreen magnolias is the southern magnolia. This tree can grow up to 90 feet tall and has large, glossy, leathery leaves. The dinner plate-sized fragrant white flowers appear in late spring and sporadically throughout the summer. The deciduous magnolias are known for their spectacular floral display in late winter and early spring. They can be grown as large shrubs or small to large trees. Visit your garden center to select a magnolia that's right for you. For more information about magnolias, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Melaleuca. Melaleuca is a highly invasive tree choking the Everglades and other areas of South Florida. Melaleuca trees were brought to the United States from Australia in the late 1800s. In Florida, this plant quickly invaded natural areas. Melaleuca forms dense stands which completely transform natural habitats. The trees displace native plant communities and wildlife, including some endangered species, disturb water flow, and alter soil conditions. State, federal, and regional agencies are all teaming up to battle this invasive exotic. The USDA is heading an effort called Tame Melaleuca, which educates the public about the tree and its effects. Homeowners can help by removing any Melaleuca they find in their landscapes. For more information about Melaleuca, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, designing low water use landscapes. Water is a precious resource that we all need. To conserve water, design your Florida-friendly landscape to thrive mainly on rainfall. When designing your landscape, use the oasis approach, placing high-maintenance plants in areas with the most visual impact, like entranceways and patios. These areas of your landscape will need the most care. Group plants that have similar water needs together in the rest of your landscape. If you have an irrigation system, you can set it to water different zones differently. Use a 2 to 3 inch layer of mulch in your planting beds to reduce watering needs. Choose drought-tolerant plants and consider a drought-tolerant turf, such as Bahia, Bermuda, or zoysia grass. To help protect our environment, reduce your water needs. For more information about Florida-friendly practices, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, lawn caterpillars. Are lawn caterpillars doing the mowing for you? Young caterpillars can injure turf by chewing notches along the edges of the leaves, and mature caterpillars can consume entire patches of grass down to the crown. Common turf caterpillars include the tropical sod webworm, the fall armyworm, and the striped grass looper. All of the larvae feed at night, hiding in a curled position near the soil surface during the day. Part the grass in the affected areas to identify the culprit. Spot treatments with products labeled for lawn caterpillar use may be applied when the damaged area is still small. Be sure to follow all label instructions. Your turf can recover from damage if kept healthy and properly irrigated. Reduce your lawn's susceptibility to infestation by using slow-release fertilizers responsibly. For more information about lawn caterpillars, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.